following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier Daf. Today's Daf is Masechet Zevachim, Daf Pei Dalet. We're going to start on Pei Gimel Amud Beit, and we'll start with a brief review. Let's take a look, at least, even if we won't necessarily... what the heck, we might as well say it. You know? So above the one-third of the way mark, we've got the two dots, and we'll just review briefly, Rabbi Shimon. So let's remember what we've got so far. We have in our Mishnah three shitot. One is the shita of Rabbi Yoshua, that anything that can be brought on the fires of the Mizbeach, if it was put on the Mizbeach, imalolo yirik. According to Rabbi Gamliel, anything that would be roy for the Mizbeach at all, not even for the fires, imalolo yirik. Now that turned out to be a difference basically as regards liquids. So in other words, if liquids are to be placed not on the fire, so then how would the Mizbeach be Mekadosh, since it says al mokda? That was Rabbi Yoshua's opinion. Rabbi Gamliel said, no, on the Al HaMizbeach, anything, even dam in a cup, put on top of the Mizbeach, and the Sechem in a cup, put on top of the Mizbeach. Even if they were psulim, go right ahead and do what you got to do. Put them on the, do the Nisoch, do the Zrika, because they also became Mekudash through the Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon had a different issue. Rabbi Shimon's issue was that it needs to be kosher, indeed, for the Mizbeach on some level, but it also needs to be similar to the Ola itself, and that means that it's an independently brought korban, not something that's brought through taking care of another thing. So in other words, nesachim that are going to be brought together with an Ola, being as they're only there as a secondary, an ancillary korban to the Ola, that is not what the Pasuk is talking about at all, and therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, doesn't matter how it worked out. If the nesachim were kosher and the korban was posel, vice versa, or both posel, under no circumstances would the Nesachim be kosher to be Oila. And even if the carbon was brought because it was brought up, the Nesachim would not be brought as a even ancillary to the carbon. And that's true even if both were possible the same way. That's where we were up to. And let's briefly review the Makor of Rabbi Shimon, because he introduces now the new issue, the new Mokom of Diyukim. So our entire focus in the beginning of the Mishnah was from the Pasuk Zot Torah to Olah, Ki ha'ola al-mogda al-mizbeach kol ha'layla v'et ha'esh ha'mizbeach tukad bo, and so on. That posik was the center of attraction in the diyukim between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Gamliel. Yesterday we went through what each one does with the other one's diyuk. Why is it mogda, and why would it say al-mizbeach? Rabbi Shimon, however, introduces the new idea, does not look at that posik as being the makor. He goes to the very basis of kol ha'nogea ba'mizbeach yigdash in the introduction to the Parshas HaMizbeach, and this is back in Shmot, before even we got to the dinim of the korbanos, before we dreamt about a Zot Torah Ta'olah, the pasuk there, after introducing the Mizbeach and telling us that Kol HaNogea B'Mizbeach Yigdash, and this is even in the introduction to the idea of doing the Miluim and the Chinuch on the Mizbeach, so then the pasuk continues, V'zeh Asher Ta'aseh LaMizbeach, Kvasim B'nei Shana, Shnayim LaYom Tamid, and ends up describing what it calls an Olah. Now, that word Olah, at that point in Shmot, doesn't have a very clear-cut definition yet, because we haven't been told anything about it. It simply means something which is brought up on the Mizbeach. Says Rabbi Shimon, Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, when it says Olah in this context, it means to teach me that Ma Olah, now even you may have a link in the Torah Or, which links this to the same Olah of Zot Torah Olah. That is an error. And the correct linkage of Olah, the reason that it's confusing is because the Pasuk of Zeshet Ta'aseh LaMizbeach, Shnayim Layom, does not say Shnayim Layom Olah Tamid. It says Shnayim Layom Tamid. So that throws off the reader. So then that means that Rabbi Shimon is darshaning the other Pasuk Olah. However, the Rishonim explained that the issue here is the same Olah that appears at the end of that story, Zasher Ta'aseh LaMizbeach. Because then the Torah retroactively describes those Shnei Kvasim as Olah. So he's really talking about the same thing that, as we will see, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili and Rabbi Akiva talk about. So why does it mention an olah in the context of that very mizbeach, kol asher yigaba mizbeach yigdash, v'shzeh asher ta'asa, which is clearly related to the kol asher? So must be to teach me a very general similarity, especially in context where we haven't defined any dinim. So it's coming to teach me as follows, that just like an olah is the name of a korban that's ba'a b'glal atzma. It's just coming because that's what you're bringing, for whatever reason. The only thing that is mizbeach is mekadesh are those things which in fact would have come up because you're bringing them. But yatsu, nizachim ha'ba'im b'glal zeva. When you're bringing something up that you never even were noted or noted, it's just that the Torah was b'chayev a secondary korban to come along with the olah, that doesn't count. There's nothing that I have against Nesachim per se, or Menachos per se. If indeed you were bringing separately, without bringing an olah, you just were made a netter to bring that carbon Nesachim, a minchas Nesachim, a pure mincha, absolutely, a mizbeach mekadesh, it's also called olah, goes up to the mizbeach. I don't have a problem with that. Liquid, solid, and so on, as we proved before, I don't have a problem with it. The only issue that concerns me is it similar to an olah in that that was your intent to bring and not that it was just an ancillary byproduct of another carbon that you were bringing. So this is Rabbi Shimon's shita, and only Nesachim Abayim Begalala Zevach are not included. Now, we have two other shitot, and here we're missing the word Tanya, which we should insert. Tanya. Rabbi Yossi HaGalili Omer. And here we get really addressing that posik from the beginning, which we didn't see, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon just sort of threw it out at us. We couldn't even be sure which olah was referring to. But now we can see the whole picture, because Rabbi Yossi HaGalili started at the beginning. It says, now, again, that means anything. Kol, right? So that could mean Bein Ra'uli, Bein She'en O'Roi. For that matter, if you put an orange on the Mizbeach, you should bring it up on the Mizbeach, even though it says Kol Sarfa Kol Dvash, but it became Lachma Shem Mizbeach. Is that true? Ah, continues therefore the very next pasuk to say, V'zeh Asher Ta'aseh LaMizbeach Kivasim B'nei Shana. So therefore, it has to be similar to the Kvasim. Ma Kvasim Ra'uyim, Af Kol Ra'ui. Now, Rabbi Akiva, in the same context, and in the same context that Rabbi Shimon was talking, and again, the Torah Or brings the wrong pasuk. So Rabbi Akiva Omer Ola, not referring to the Ola in Zot Torah Ola, but the Ola that follows the description of these kvasim a few psukim later, referring back to them, that although it says kvasim, it also says Ola. Let's focus on the Ola. So I learned it out from the word Ola. The Ola is Ru'uya, Afko Ru'uya. But certainly not an orange. So, I mean, it's the same thing. Why? I mean, is there anything wrong with going directly to Kvasim, which is the first thing that you mentioned? I mean, is there a difference? Oh, absolutely, this is the Gemara. My binayu, the difference would be, does it have to be similar to Kvasim and be a mammal? So, Omer Vadabarava, the difference is Olata Of. If an Olata Of, that was possible. It went up to the Mizbeach. Would you put it on the Mizbeach or not? That's what's Ikebe now. So if you learn like Rabbi Akiva that it comes from the word of Ola, then it would be included because it too is an Ola. It's Olat Ha'ot. But if you learn it out from the Kvasim, then it's different. So Mar Matila Me'olah, Mar Matila Me'Kvasim, there's your difference. Leman de Matila Me'Kvasim, if indeed the Makor of everything is Kvasim, as Rabbi Yossi HaGalili said, then this is not included. If the Makor is Ola, then it is included. Now, of course, it does say both Kvasim and Ola, and how do we explain that? Uleman de Maitele Mikvasim. According to Rabbi Yossi HaGalili, does it not indeed say Ola, Aktiv Ola? Ah, yes, that's because, you see, if it hadn't added that word Ola at the end of the story, Iktiv Kvasim velo Ktiv Ola, then Hava Min Afilu Mechayim. I would have thought that even if an animal that's alive comes up to Mizbeach and it's got a mum on it, go ahead and check it. Because it's a Mizbeach Mekadesh. Kol Hanogea B'Mizbeach Yigdash. Therefore, forget about Kvasim. It's got to be an Olah. That means already I did the Shechita on it, now it's ready to be brought up. And what about Aman Demaitele Me'Olah Haktiv Kvasim? What about if you hold that it's Olah to include Afilo Olah Ta'of? I mean, the fact is, it does say Kvasim. Yes, because Iktiv Olah Velo Ktiv Kvasim. So then I would have said, you know what? A Mincha should be included. So I would have said Afilo Mincha, because a Mincha is also Olah. Therefore, Kata Rachmana Kvasim. So now it turns out that the Nafkamina between them is, do we include a mincha or not. In other words, in our mission, there was not any hint that there would be a difference between a mincha. There was a difference between the sachim because of the liquid. But there was no distinction made between a mammal, a bird, or a plant. It's all the same thing. Vegetable matter, animal matter would all be the same. If the makar is from Kolano Agebe Mizbech Yigdash, then the kvasim limits the entire discussion of a Mizbech Bekadesh to animal matter and not vegetable. That's what's the important difference, and that's what we're going to get to today in Reish Lakish. The difference, the gross difference between this group of Tanoim, who learn everything out from Kolano Geb and Mizbech Yigdash, and then the limitation that is imposed by Kvasim and Olah, and the other group that learns everything from Zotah, which is Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, which learns everything from Zotah Rata Olah, and then Mogda and Mizbeach. So the obvious difference, there is a major difference, and that is the difference of plant matter. Because as we saw before, both Tanoim and our Mishnah understand the word Mizbech Mekadesh et Haro'uila as opposed to Eino Ro'uila. The Eino Ro'uila is Kumatzim of a Mincha, but only because they were learned Kaddish Bekli. Therefore, they're not yet ready for Akrav Agabi Mizbech. But if they were Mekudash Bekli, the fact that they're plant matter doesn't bother us, and that would certainly be a Mizbech Mekadesh. Masha'in came if you're limited, which both Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva made it, that were limited by the word kvasim to animal matter, then the plant matter of a mincha, even if it was mekudesh bekli, would not be included in Amizbech Bekadesh at the Rovi. So that's the difference. Omer of Papa, kematzim shekitshu bekli kibinayim. It would be now the difference between those kematzim that are now royal Amizbech according to Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Gamliel, and according to Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva, they are not included. So the Tanoi didan lo yerdu, according to our Tanoim in the Mishnah, they would also be Mekudash. And according to these Tanoim, the Tanoi de Matnita of the Braita, Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva, yerdu. And that's your big difference. Omer Reish Lakish. Now, Reish Lakish seems to be doing a summary of the various shitot, and we don't usually require an Amir and the Gemara to do a summary of Shitot, and the Gemara is going to ask what we could figure this out ourselves. But let's use this as a chazorah to see all of the variations of what we've been through until now, the difference between learning it out from Mogda, Mizbeach, Kvasim, Olah, and we'll see that indeed there are a lot of subtle differences. So, therefore, Amir Reish Lakish, let's start with a mincha that would be babifnei atzma, not connected to an oila, just a regular old-fashioned mincha, okay? According to all of the people that have a shita in our Mishnah, including Rabbi Shimon. So this would mean Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Shimon. That's what I mean when I say ledivrei kulam. All of the shitot in our Mishnah, lo teret. Because it's definitely roi le'ishim, obviously roi le'mizbeach, and it's also independent to fill the criterion that was added by Rabbi Shimon. So it fills all those three criteria. The only criterion it doesn't fill is divrei Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi Akiva. Because according to them, kvasim limits it to animal matter, and a mincha is not animal matter. So according to Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva, teret. Okay, now let's make it a little bit more complicated. Suppose it was the same mincha, but it was imazevach. So I was bringing it now as a minchat nesachim, and it was part of an oila that I was bringing, let's say. Now Rabbi Shimon gets taken out of the picture, because according to him, it's not an independent carbon, therefore is excluded. So all we're left with is Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua, who would say that that's kosher because it fills all the slots of their requirements, but it does not fill the requirements of Rabbi Shimon because it's not independent. And coincidentally, it doesn't fill the requirements of Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva because it's not animal matter. It's plant matter. So it happens to be that in this case, Rabbi Shimon lines up with Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva for completely different reasons. I mean, it's a coincidence. But it turns out that only the Divrei Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yoshua, lo teret, but everybody else, Divrei Kulam, it would be teret. Now, how about Nisachim? Let's move on to another issue. Forget about the plant matter in terms of the mincha. Let's take the Nisachim. Let's take wine. Okay, now, the Nisachim. First, starting with Nisachim and Rabbein Bifnei Atzmam. I give a donation of wine to the Mizbeah. So now, Everybody would agree, l'divrei kulam yerdu. Everybody would agree in this case, but again, for different reasons. So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua, if you hold that the idea over here, even if these are nesachim, so the combination of the shitas over there would be that if it's not ro'ui li'ishim, it has to be yored, and it's not similar to kvasim, it has to be yored. And it would only be Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Gamliel who holds that you don't need for it to be ro'ui li'ishim, and we couldn't care less whether it's meat, it's animal matter, it's plant matter. So only those two shitas are left that would say wine would be okay to bring on the Mizbeach. If these Nesachim were being brought because of the Ayla, then Rabbi Shimon is out of the picture because he says, oh, forget about it. Then I'm not ready for it. Then you're left with only one shita that would say that Nesachim alone, that are coming together with a Zeva, the wine, the liquid itself, Rabbi Yoshua says, what do you mean liquid? You can't put liquid on the fire. So forget it. It's out. Rabbi Shimon says, what do you mean wine that's coming with a Zeva? You can't be Makari something that's coming because of something else. Out. Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva say, what do you mean plant matter? Out. So for three different reasons, and now it turns out that we have a lineup of the powers. I mean, this is a chess game over here, right? So we have three completely different reasons, which we have a lineup, or it's more like risk. We have a lineup of the kochot. Okay, we have a coalition here for three completely different reasons. It's very cute. It's a very nice way to summarize all the shitas. So we can't include nesachim that are coming now together with a zevach. The only one that's left on the other side of the fence is the divi Rabbi Gamliel l'chudei all alone. Rabbi Gamliel will say, nonetheless, who cares if it's independent? Ah, who cares if it doesn't go on the fire? Ah, who cares if it's plant matter? Ah, perfectly okay, leave it up there. Lawyer do. Okay, I mean, this was cute, but it's a little obvious. I mean, what do I need Reish Lakish to teach me? Pshita! What are you, just showing me the various coalitions by making a nice little chart of what things fit where. I don't need Reish Lakish to do that. Is there any Chiddush in this? Ah, yes, there is a Chiddush. The Chiddush is that Mincha Haba'ab Ifnei Atzmai Strichalei. Look, would you have known that you could actually have a case where you would bring wine all by itself that was really initially meant to be brought together with the carbon? Or did you think, well, the only time I bring that kind of thing is where it's coming as ancillary to a carbon? So that's Reish Lakish wanted you to know that we actually have such a case. The makar of that, as we saw in Laz Rava explained, the Omar Rava, mitnadeva dan minchat nesachim b'chol yom. You can make your own nadeva minchat nesachim. It doesn't have to come only as part of an oila. And this is a chiddush, because if you look in the parsha that explains the various minachot, doesn't mention this mincha. Talks about a mincha mafe, tanur, talks about a marcheshet, a machavat, solet, but it doesn't discuss a mincha, it's a minchat nesachim, in any place other than as part of the dinim of nesachim, which appear much later in Bamidbar. So I would certainly think you can't bring that kind of mincha because it wasn't a list of the personal minachot. Gamash Malan wants the Torah add this mincha to be brought together with the korbanot. You can bring it all on your own if you want. And therefore, Reish Lakish mentions it. Oh man, says the Gemara, that's the most roundabout way of telling me this grand chiddush. You throw it in as a list of 20 other things. Just say straight out, you can bring a minchas nesachim. Thank you. And then I have that information. I mean, this is not a very good explanation of what the chiddush is in Reish Lakish. No, I'm sorry, you're going to have to polish this up a bit. Says the Gemara, okay, I'll polish it up. The case over here, therefore, would be, I mean, let's see that inside. You just say so, for heaven's sake. Okay, actually, it's the other way around. The Chiddush is, indeed, in the case of the Minchas Nesachim that is coming with the Zevach. You'll say, but all of that was given. Ah, not really. Because there's two different kinds of Minachot that are brought together with the Zevach, as we've seen. Remember the repetition. Minchatam v'niskehem. Every single time the Torah mentions one. Minchatam v'niskehem. Kimidubar. Ba, 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 ba. We got the message. You know, there's some Sidurim that are made for dummies that put that in every time. The Sidurim that are meant for intelligent people just say, Uminchatam v'chulei. In your musaf prayer. Okay, so what do we need? All those minchatam v'niskehem. So we darshan before that this comes to actually teach us that there are different types of minchatam v'niskehem, other different types, to teach us that you can bring a mincha with the zevach, and then it's a minchatam v'niskehem that's defined by the actual zman ha'akrov of the zevach, gets the same zman ha'achila and so on. But there's also minchatam v'niskehem tomorrow.
Mincha Tam V'Nizkan the day after tomorrow. Mincha Tam V'Nizkan, 10 days later, there's still Mincha Tam V'Nizkan. So how about if I'm bringing Mincha Tam V'Nizkan, which were mandated indeed by the Korban and not with a personal Nedava, but I'm not bringing them together with a Nedava, I'm 10 days later. So I might think that this would be considered to be an independent Korban. And the question is, in Rebbe Shimon, where he's saying, well, it's got to be like an Ayla, and that is that it's an independent Korban. There's two ways of understanding that. One is the source of the Chiyuv is independent, but the other is that the Korban itself becomes the Matir of the Nezachim, and that's only true if it's brought together. But there's a different way to bring the very mincha that's mandated by that carpet if we get on a different day. Comes along Reish Lakish to tell us a very important Chiddush in understanding Rabbi Shimon. That you would have thought that the only problem Rabbi Shimon has with this breakdown of independence and its dissimilarity to Eila is where it's being brought together with the Eila and therefore is being defined by the Akravas Eila. Suppose it's being brought days later and has nothing to do with the Eila other than the original source of the Chiyuv to bring it. I'd say there is maybe that it's like an oil. Kamash Balan, by bringing out this case, that even the minute. So first of all, look, it's fascinating. You can bring your own minchas l'sachim. Okay, I don't need all of this to teach you that, but I want to add this case, according to Rabbi Shimon, where I'm not bringing it on the same day. What would be the din? Exactly the same as it would be if it were brought on the same day. It's considered to be dissimilar to the Eilah because it's dissimilar in its Makor of the Chiyah. Let's set it inside. The Chiddush is Nisachim Haba'imim Azevach, it's Trichalek. The Kolav Karev Leila Machar L'Yom HaChorah, in a case where you're not bringing it together with the Zevach. Salka Da'atech Amina. So I might have thought, Hoyel Va'omar Mar Mincha Tam V'Nizkeim Ba'Layla, Mincha Tam V'Nizkeim L'Machar. Now, the meaning of this, and I've never seen anybody who addresses it, but it's clear, that the meaning of this is, not Salkadait Chamina, I mean, that sounds absurd on the surface. Salkadait Chamina, that what? Since there's a Mandi Omar who explained that this is kosher, this is what I need to tell you. Since it's kosher, therefore it should be not considered to be Mizbeah Pekadosh Elohim to Rabbi Shimon. No, the point over here is this. Since the makor of the ability to bring such a Mincha Tam V'Nizkeihem is a separate pasuk mincha tam v'nizkeihem, and therefore you would have thought that this sets up various sets of mincha tam v'nizkeihem, so that it is not obvious that the issue is only because it's coming imazevach. The issue may well be, is it a member of the initial mincha tam v'nizkeihem, which is brought together with the zevach, or is it a member of the other mincha tam v'nizkeihem? That's the point. So since the makor is a separate mincha tam v'nizkeihem, where's that point? Sharp edges. So I would have thought this other Mincha Tam V'Nizkeihem. Yes. This just looks like it's plastic. It's really an Australian puffer fish. Yes, exactly. Okay, so that's my Chiddush. I would have thought that they should be the equivalent of the Sechina Ba'im Bifnei Atzmam Dami. And Rabbi Shimon would also be moded that they're independent. And therefore, Kivan Sha'olo lo yerdu, Kamash Valan, despite the fact that this is a member of a different group, of Mincha Tam V'Nizkeihem, nonetheless, they're not entirely similar to the Eila, and they're not independent, and because of that, they're not included in Kol HaNogea B'Mizbeach Yikdash. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. If ever there was a sleepy Zuch Da'elek HaMishnah, that was it. All right, now, we spoke about the things that are Roy or not Roy. Now, what exactly, our president is here, maybe we should redo it. Yeah.
Dr. Haile Commissioner.
Eilu im alu lo yerdu. Now, let me give you some examples of the things that are possible that the Mizbeach would be Mikadesh. What type of psulim would be involved? So up until now, we've been discussing what type of materials are involved. What is considered to be lachmoshel mizbeach? However, you remember that there were limitations that were put to the blanket heter of these things, because on the one hand, although the Torah was saying kol hanogea, it also mentioned various miutim. And according to Rabbi Shimon, we saw there were three miyotim, zot, and ha'ola, hi ha'ola. So now it's clear that not everything is included. So once we've decided, does it include types of things like menachot, nisachim, etc., now we need to discuss which psulim, if olu lo yerdu. So what appears to be a rather arbitrary list appears at the beginning of the Mishnah, and only after we go through a painful analysis of what is included, hey, rich catch! Ah! Oof.
clothes on
Sunday. No, but you can't blame it for not wanting to catch a puffer fish. So here are the things that appear arbitrary and yet turn out to have an underlying logic. By the way, it's an expensive bullet. I mean, if it works, you understand, it's against your estate. So, elo, im olu lo yerdu, halan. So you have now the, whether what are we talking about, dam or emurim, and that already, that's a question that we addressed, the chomer, the material we addressed the previous Mishnah, between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Gamliel. But I mean, assuming that even roi lemizbeach, and even a liquid would be mekudash, it could be referring to dam, obviously referring to evorim. So you have things that stayed overnight. Or they were yotze and became nifsal, but yotze, as we saw before, as the meat, as if it's treifa, or the dam, because it was yotze mimekomo, hatameh, or somebody shechted with a machshevet pigul of chutzazmano, or chutzlimikomo, or a coin that was pasur was mekabel the dam and zorek the dam, it's machlokas later, with this is mekabel and zorek, or mekabel or zorek, which we'll see, and that type of thing. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, now, I would agree with that, but not completely, because nishchat balayla, or nishpach dama, or yotza is also included in mola lo yere. No, that's not true. There are certain cases over here that would not be included, and that would be shechting an animal at night, the blood that spilled out, or the blood that became nifsal through yotze over there, even if it was all teret. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo teret. Rabbi Shimon says, no, now even those cases would not be yore. And I'll tell you why. The single criterion that we have for determining what is considered to be a psul that would be mekudash is this. Kol shepisulo bakode, hakodesh mekablo. Anything where the psul occurs, as a machlokas Rashi tells us, what precisely psulo bakodesh means. Rashi keeps talking about if the psul occurs in the Azorah. Tosfos understands it to mean a psul that occurs in after or in the act of shechita. But Tosfos is concerned about the fact that according to Rashi, if it's a function of the Azora, then let's say you would have a Roveya Venirva in the Azora. Why wouldn't that be Nifsal, since it was Psula Bakodesh? Here we're taking for granted, as we'll see in a moment, that would be not Psula Bakodesh. So it turns out that there are interesting and subtle distinctions between Rashi's approach and Tosfos' approach, and that at least on the surface appear to be serious halachic difference. But in any event, however we define this Psula Bakodesh, only that the Kodesh is Mekablo, but lo haya Psula Bakodesh, ein HaKodesh Mekablo. Now I'm going to give you a list of cases which are not called Psula Bakodesh, because these are things that happen before the Shechita. Haroveya vahanirva, muktzef avodat kochavim, nevad as avodat kochavim, etznan exchange for a horse hire, mechir exchange for a dog, hakilayim, so now it comes from a mixture of species, hatrefa, hayotze dofen, that is not included in the whole parsha of the introduction of which behemoth to bring on the mizbeach, shivat yamim, tachatimo. Over here there never was a normal birth, these were delivered by Caesarean, and balemumin, all of these things happened before the Shechita, before the Avodah Zarah, and therefore they are not included. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Bale Mumin would be included. Now, as you'll recall, he's not really referring to all Mumin, meaning certainly not any Mechusar Eber. He's talking about things that would be acceptable if it would come to birth. And we'll discuss this later on. Rabbi Chanina Segana Kohanim Omer, look, I can tell you in practical terms, I mean, I worked there, and I know what the halacha was. And that is, even in cases where there was a Baal Mum that was put on the Mizbeach, it would be removed from the Mizbeach, but not in the gross fashion that everybody else seems to be saying, imolu yerdu, as if, you know, let's blow the trumpet to take the thing down. This is where the Gemara comes out in the end, is what he's saying. He's arguing on all of the above. And he's saying, Docha, ya Abba, my dad was careful to make sure that they weren't brought, but not publicly. So it was Kila'achar Yad. He didn't make a fuss about it. He had them removed, but removed without making it obvious that they were removed. This we'll see in the Gemara. So he would be Docha the Balei Mumin Mi'al Gabei HaMizbeach. Getting back to our subject, Kishem She'imalu Lo Yeredu. Now, just as we said that once it becomes Lachmash HaMizbeach, don't take it off of the Mizbeach. Don't think that changes its status permanently. It's a function of its continued presence on the Mizbeach. Therefore, Kach Im Yeredu Lo Yalu. If they were removed from the Mizbeach for whatever reason, they can't be put back up, despite the fact that they had been there. V'chulam shalu chayim l'rosh ha-mizbeach, as we just saw We do not say that if it's alive, that that also becomes lachmo shel mizbeach that we learned out from the ola and kvasim. So then you're do if they're alive. Now how about an ola she'alta chayal rosh mizbeach, a kosher ola, not a problem of a mizbeach makadim. So you'd say, okay, so, you know, just shecht it there. Because, I mean, we did see before that a mizbeach is kosher for shechita seder to be v'zavachta aleha, seder to be the equivalent of tzofer, wherever it is. It should be kosher for the shechita of an ola k'shera. You don't need a mizbeach makadim. So lachat kamah v'kamah, you would think that if it was oila to the mizbeach, so then just shecht it there. But as we'll see, the Rabbanan felt that it was inappropriate to do the shechita on the mizbeach because it can become rather messy. Animals have a tendency to let loose, and that's certainly not something that we want on the top of the mizbeach, and therefore take it off. If you already went ahead and did the shechita on the top of the mizbeach, then because of the way that the Torah discusses hefshet v'nituach next to the shechita, then do the hefshet v'nituach of the animal on top of the mizbeach already. Yafshit v'yinatcha b'mekoma. So the removal of the skin and the butchering of the into the various portions that are put on the mizbeach can be done right there. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Now, Rabbi Yehuda's shita was very fascinating. He says, look, I've got three things. I agree with you, essentially, about the things that you mentioned, but I disagree about these three things. Zot, hi, ha'ola. Each one of those is a special miut. And the three miutim that it's coming to be mamayat, and this again, all of this seems very arbitrary. We're going to go and discuss it in the Gemara. That would be the three cases I mentioned, where the shechita was done at night, where the blood had spilled out, or where the dam had been yotzei. In all those cases, teirei. Rabbi Shimon Omer. That's not the way to read the pasuk. The way to read the pasuk is this. Zot torat ola. Okay, let's take ola. So then you'd say, okay, so only an ola kshera, right? I mean, how do you know? Things like Rabbi Yehuda happened to mention, you know, nishkata balayra, haha, or nishbach doma, haha, or yotzodama chutzikalayim, yeah, just those kind of cases. How do we know that those cases, not to mention all the other cases that he didn't even bother arguing about, which would be halan vayotzei vatamei, vishen nishkat chutzizmano vachutzei mekomo, vishen kiblu psulin vizarku edomo, or hanitanim lamata shenetanam lamala, or hanitanim lamala shenetanam lamata, or hanitanim bachut shenetanam bifnim inside of the heichal, or they were supposed to be put inside the heichal, you put them outside, or a pesach and a chatas that had a makshevet shelo lishma. These are all absolutely shebang psulim. Forget about the Nishpach Domo, the Yotz, all of these cases. How do I know to include them? Pay no attention to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. How do I know to include them? Talmud Lomar Torat Ha'ola. The Torah is Riba Torah Achat L'chol Olim. Shimolo Lo Yerdo. I don't care what the psul was. Now, let's not go too far. Yochol Shani Marbeh. Harovea, Vanirva, Vamukta, Vaneva, Vayatana, Nubakir, Ukilayim, Vitrefa, Vyotse Dofen. Talmud Lomar. Zot, only a certain class. Okay, well, what's the class? You haven't told us that. You've given us lists. They seem very arbitrary lists. So, umara ita, l'rabot et elu v'lo tziyat elu, explain what is your criterion here. Ah, very simple. On the one hand, we have the Torah being marba, Torah chat l'chol olim. On the other hand, we have the Torah being memayet, but only zot, leaving it up to our discretion. What is reasonable to see as the dividing line between the zot and the Torah? I'll tell you. Acher shereba katuv, and also mi'e. My discretion leads me to say, marbe ani et elu, shaya psulam bakot. The cases where something is brought into the Beit HaMikdash is ro'oi now and is being treated as a korban. Something goes wrong with it in the context of its being a korban. The shechita is done wrong. The dam isn't treated properly. Something was yotzei, psulim handled, whatever it is. All of the cases that you mentioned. That has to do with the fact that they were handled improperly in the context of their being kodesh. So it makes sense to say that the Torah would tell me, look, any mistakes that were made, anything that goes wrong, that has to do with the fact that you are trying to bring a korban, if it's up there already, don't take it down. But when you're talking about things that happened to it before, it's really a korban. Not in the context of my dealing with it as a korban. Doesn't it make sense to say that, well, I mean, why would the Torah say, mala lo yered? It was never meant to be here in the first place. So that makes sense to say that the zot is coming to exclude those things. So you're talking about a roveya, a nirva, a mutza, neva, bechir, esra, klein, yetzidai, those are things that are nothing to do with the fact that I turned them into a carbon. Those are things I need to look at initially. Is this something that is suitable for the Mizbeah? Absolutely not. Thank you. That's all I wanted to hear. So therefore, the Torah was not discussing these things. Maybe if it hadn't said Zot, I wouldn't have been able to make that distinction on my own. But if you're forcing me into making a distinction without telling me what the source is and what I need to view as the criteria, it makes perfectly good sense. I mean, it's just logical that if I'm expanding the Mizbeach's ability to be makabel things, it's in the context of kachim and korbanos, not things that never belonged there in the first place. Like pufferfish. Stop!
Is that the same thing as the son of Kodesh?
Yes, that's exactly what he's explaining. Yeah, he's just giving an insight into it. So therefore, marabani atelo shayu psulim b'kodesh, umotzin atelo shalo haya psulim b'kodesh. Now, look, Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, it's really strange. Because he says, well, you know, like, I'd agree with you with all of the above, despite the fact that he's not darshaning any specific line, right? He's got three miyutim. He said, well, those three miyutim are weird. He chooses these three things. Like, why dafka these three things? Yatza damar, nishpach damar, nishkabamah. It's like really crazy. That seems to be without any basis. But I agree with you on all the other things. Well, where does he come from? Where would he get this from? Remarkably, quite amazing, it turns out that in a sense it's all a coincidence. It's not that he essentially agrees with Rabbi Shimon and he holds there's just this additional issue that we need to take into consideration. He has an entirely different way of looking at this thing. What he understands is that anything which I find some type of precedent in which this thing would be acceptable in the broadest sense of the term, it would be acceptable even over here. So in other words, let's take something like Yotze. No, Yotze is acceptable on Obama. There's no such thing as Yotze on Obama. So in the broadest sense of the term, not being the Azara certainly has precedent for being acceptable. Let's say Tomei. I mean, if this was a Karbet Zibor and the Kohen was possible because it was Tomei, then he wouldn't be possible because it was Utrebet Zibor. Okay, so then that already becomes now an understanding of the nature of Zotorat HaOlam. Now, in reality, as we're going to see, what Rabbi Yehuda is really doing is he says, look, the Pasuk says Zotorat HaOlam. I agree that it's marba anything, but the only sense of marba anything, it happens to be works out very, very much like Rabbi Yehuda, but for a completely different reason. It's not because Psula B'Kodesh is not Psula B'Kodesh. It's because everything that Rabbi Shimon mentioned over here is also something that I can find a precedent for being Marsh. And it's funny because I don't have to find an exact precedent. It's that I don't want to get into the details. How do we know that Rabbi Yehuda agrees? Because the only thing that he says is, well, these are three things that we're going to be motzi. I mean, he doesn't say everything else is included, even the things that you say aren't included and included, and therefore, Rabbi and Anirva, he doesn't say anything like that. So in other words, he's responsive to Rabbi Shimon's statement. Well, I agree with you, but I say these three things were excluded. So in reality, he doesn't agree with him. For instance, psulim that were in Zarku, Kiblu, Zarku, Adama. Is there a precedent for all of the psulim? No, but there's a precedent for a tamei. So therefore, I'm not going to argue with you about that statement. In other words, to you, psulim means any kind of psulim and so on. Okay, fine. But I still agree there is certainly a case or cases where psulim that were mekabel, Zarku, Adama, started. I'm not going to get into the details. That doesn't mean I agree, because I'm coming from a totally different place than you are. I'm not darshaning the pasuk the way you're darshaning. I'm looking for precedents. If I can find a precedent and I can just accept what you said, yes, you're right, but. So then anybody who's intelligent enough to analyze what I'm saying will understand that the yes, you're right, but is not a blanket acceptance of what you're saying. I'm giving you the key to understanding my shita, and I'm not going to get into the dirty details that you're saying. I don't quite agree with that. One thing that we clearly see as being different are the way in which we're derish, the miyuti. Therefore, says the Gemara, look, he says these are the three things that the Torah is coming to be mayat with zot, ha'ola, and he. Ha'ola, three miyutim for these three cases. Why? So I say like this. If you go through on a case-by-case basis, says Rabbi Yehuda, why would lan be kosher? You said lan, Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Why do I agree with you that lan is kosher? I'll tell you why. Because a murim that were left overnight would be kosher. They would be. How do you know that a murim, lan be murim is kosher? Well, because lan is kosher in meat. It is? Sure. If it's a shlomi. Can I eat the meat the next day? Of course. That's when I'm supposed to eat the meat, right? So, I mean, there's certainly precedent in certain cases, albeit not here, but in certain cases, the Torah doesn't care if you eat the meat a day later. So therefore, even though you're not supposed to treat this meat that way, but, you know, if you did, that's what we're talking about over here. So ultimately, you're right, but for a completely different reason than what you thought. It's because there's some precedent. So lan is kosher b'bas. So let's say yotze. I say, yes, you're right about Yotze. Ah, so you agree with me because Psula B'Kodesh. What is Psula B'Kodesh? I've never heard of it. I agree with you because there's a Bama in which Yotze is the name of the game. So Yotze is kosher B'Bama. A Tame. A Tame. Well, yes, because a Tame is Hutul Avodat Tzibur, right? That's the Psulim. A Chutz L'Zmana. Well, look, if you shechted a carbon with about... I can't believe this. The guy wants to take his hands into his life into his hands, exposing his very heart. Yeah, a puffer fish in the heart. Ah! If you do a shkita, chutz l'zmana, yeah? Do you need to bring the carbon properly? Sure. Remember, a pigol has to be a kosher carbon in the anti-world of pigol. Remember that. So since if you did an act with a machshava of pigol, it would be a necessary and acceptable act in order to create the chiyuv of koras for pigol. So then it's meratzah, so to speak. I mean, heck of a ritzui that is. But it's meratzah vis-a-vis the din of pigol itself. There you go. A precedent for doing the aveda in a way that is chutzuzmano. Ha! Okay? How about chutzumakomo? Well, the Torah always compares chutzumakomo to chutzuzmano. So even though you don't have to be meratzah lepigulo specifically for chutzumakomo, but since you do, in order to get a korban that's chayav kares for chutzumakomo, therefore you do for a chutzuzmano. For chutzumakomo, sorry, but I meant it reversed. Okay, so it's iskir shel chutzuzmano. How about if psulim were mekabel adam at Zurich? Well, we're not talking about any psulim. We're talking about those psulim that would be roi to do the avoda b'tzibur, like a tummy. Ha-ha! There you go. So, but you don't agree with me in every psulim? Well, I didn't say I did. I just said it's true that psulim that were kibel v'zarek adam. I didn't say which psulim, now did I? So, in any event, you can now understand from my words what it is that I'm looking for. Ask the Gemara, but that this is crazy. How can you say that Yotze would be kosher because we do find a precedent in a Bama where Yotze is kosher? We don't find a precedent in a Bama where Yotze is kosher. There's no such concept as Yotze in a Bama. That's the point of a Bama. You're telling me meat that is lun and is now noser is kosher because for Shlomim it's kosher. For Shlomim it wasn't lun. That's the time that you're supposed to eat the meat in the Shlomim. This is absurd. You can't bring a precedent for something which is being brought as its hechsher. Now can you? I can, says the Gemara, because let's just see the question. You're going to say something which was brought according to its halacha becomes the model for something which is brought shalok halacha. Says Rabbi Yehuda, look, I'm not using it as a model on my own. I'm not saying that precedence indicates that therefore this should be acceptable. I'm attempting to deal with a given. The given is that the Torah did say zotarat ola, did it not? And on the other hand, we see clearly that they're miyutim. Okay, three miyutim. Now, if I go through the cases, I come out with an understanding that three miyutim make perfectly good sense if the standard for what the Mizbech is Mekadesh is anything that the Torah allows under any circumstances. I don't care if it's Behechsher or not Behechsher. I'm just looking for a general sense of how to make that determination. Since it's not a single line that I draw, like Rabbi Shimon did, I can't simply say Psula B'Kodesh, Lo Psula B'Kodesh. Because if that were the case, then there would be no point in Shlosha Miyutim. Therefore, I have to go through on a case-by-case basis and see if I can find a precedent. If I can find a precedent, then I find that three things are left out from the Klalim. Now I understand. This must be the issue. So therefore, it's clear that precedent isn't the reason that it's kosher, but precedent is the reason that I have a right to assume that it's not going to be excluded by the miyutim. That's the point, you see. And that's beautiful. So we do agree about Zotorat Ola being a riboy, but we do not agree about there being a word, Zot, that draws a line between the yes and the no and allows you to make a very simple distinction between Psula B'Kodesh and Psula B'Kodesh. Because, man, if I could do that, I do not need three miyutim. And therefore, the Torah is forcing me to look on a case-by-case basis, which would give me three cases that are left out. And lo and behold, gentlemen, I did find those three cases. Good. All right. We are finished. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Hazeva kasher. Tanya. Rabbi Shimon Omer Ola. Ma Ola ba biglal atzma avka la baim biglal atzman. Yatzu nisachin abaim biglal azevach. Tanya. Rabbi Yose Aglili Omer, Mitor Shinamar Kolon Ragia Ben Mizbeach Yigdash, Shomea Ani Ben Ra'ui Ben Sheino Ra'ui, Tamud Lomar Kvasim, Ma Kvasim Ra'uyin, Afko Ra'ui, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ola, Ma Ola Ra'ui, Afko Ra'uya, Ma Binai Omer Varabarava Olata of Psulai Kiminai, Mar Matila Mi Ola, Umar Matila Mi Kvasim, Ulamanda maitelem kvasim, aktiv ola. Ah, because iktiv kvasim and loktiv ola, have amina filu kvasim chayim. Katav rachmana ola. Ulamanda maitelem ola, aktiv kvasim. Iktiv ola, loktiv kvasim, have amina filu minches koden ola. Katav rachmana kvasim, to tell me only animal life. Now, maike ben anitanoi lahanitanoi de matniti, number of papa. Mincha. Kamatzim shikitshu bekli ikibinel. The Tanoi did on lawyer do. Who cares if they're a mincha? The Tanoi de matnit, Rabbi Yosegli, Rabbi Akiva, year do. Amarish Lakish. Mincha haba'a bifneatzma. The divya kolo tered in our Mishnah. Only the divya Rabbi Yosegli, Rabbi Akiva tered. Now, mincha by mazevach. Now it gets more complicated. The divya Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah lo tered. But everybody else, even Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah, switches over to the other side and would say tered, either because it's not independent or because it's vegetable. Nisachin haba'im b'vnei atzman, and therefore cannot be put on the fire. So then according to everybody yerdu, but Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon don't care if it can't be put on the fire, lo yerdu. Nisachin haba'im b'mazevach removes Rabbi Shimon from that side because now it's not independent. And therefore, all that's left is poor Rabbi Gamliel alone, according to everybody else, Yerdu, for different reasons. L'divrei Rabbi Gamliel, l'chudei lo Yerdu. Yeah, okay, nice, but, I mean, trivial. Pshita. Ah, mincha ba bifnei atzmait strichalei. Uchid rava, di amar rava, mitnadei vadan bichad nesachim b'chol yom. Yeah, come on, I mean, the nishmeya ked rava. Okay, nisachim abayim en hazevach itztrichalei in a case to come a karvlei lamachar liyum achora sal kadatecha minol v'amaman minchatam v'niskehem alayla minchatam v'niskehem lamachar. This is creating a separate class of nisachim which would be the equivalent of nisachim abayim b'fnei atzmam damu, and therefore moder Rabbi Shimon de lo yerdu kamash milon Rish Lakish, that no, there's no separate classes for all intents and purposes. Independence or non-independence, it's like being half pregnant. Elohim alo lo yerdu. Halan vayotzeva damevish in dushkutzes banav gutzu bekomish kibutzur of zarkas doma. Rabbi Yudah Amer, shenishka balayla, nishbach nama, yotzeta bachutzik alayim, imal ta tered. Everything else I agree with you. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo tered, because Rabbi Shimon says, look, kol shepsul bekaydash. I don't know what it is, even those cases, akadosh mekablo. Lo yapsul bekaydash, ain't akadosh mekablo. Eila. Elo shaloi yupsula bekedesh, harovea, nirva mukta, nevad, esa bechir kalayim, trefi yotzidofen, ubali mumin. No, says Rebbe Kivrik, bimach shu ubali mumin. Rebbe Hanina Skana Kaminim Omer, well, it's somewhere in between the two shitot. In practice, dochea yabad bali mumin, miagabe mizbeach, but it was gilach riyad. Anyway, kishem shi'im alu lo yerdu, kachim yerdu lo yalu, vikulam shalu chayim lo rosh mizbeach, yerdu. Ola, which was kosher, nonetheless tered because it's inappropriate. Shachtab Rosh HaMizbeach already, so then go ahead and be miyafshid yanichanim yinat chabim mekoma. Tani Rabbi Yudah Omer, zot hi ha'ola. Harei lo shlosha miyotim to teach we prat nishko b'lai lishbach damach nish yotzit abach utzikalayim im alta tered. Rabbi Shimon Omer, it's just very simple. Ola, in the yalola kshira, mayin lirabot. Those supposed cases of Rabbi Yudah to which you must pay no attention. And anything else you can come up with, minayim, tamalama torat, ola, riba, torah, chavacholorim. Now, you might think that that would include even. No way. Talmud lomar zot. So how do you know? Umara itel rabot etelo lo tzia delo. Well, achash riba katu, rumiyet. Now it's up to me to be marba at elo shayapsulam bekadesh. Umotzieni et elo shalo ayapsulam bekadesh. Very simple. Rabbi Yudah maitelem yachah. Mibnei ma amru lan badam kasher. Because lan is kasher by murim. Where's lan kasher by murim? Why would that be kasher? Because lan is kasher by baser, by shlomi. How about yotze? Well, yotze is kasher by bama. Well, how about tame? Well, it's hutalavet is tibur. And how about chutz lezmano? No, that's because it's maratz lepigula. And chutz lemekomo? Because it's itzkish lechutz lezmano. And kibul psulim zorkas domo? Well, I only mean the kind of psulim the chozol avodat tzibur, like tamei. V'chitanin davar shelo b'echshero mi davar shebechshero? Of course not. But the Tana Azot Torat Ola Riba was actually Somech the whole time.
The following is the daf from the previous daf Yomi cycle. You like it? All right, so we were holding now the Brisa, brought down in two additional shitas, if you recall, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yisrael Grudy. And we would like now to review all of the various levels of the five shitas that we've had so far, as to what is considered to be shayach to the Mizbeach. So we had overall the question of whether it's the Mizbeach or whether it's Davka with the Moked on the Mizbeach, with the Ishim. We had whether it's Davka Brabik Ne'atzma, or even if it's Brabik Lala Zema. Then we had whether it's part of Kvasim, which would include only animals, or whether it would even include birds, be similar to Eilis. We had those that hold that it wouldn't include even the birds. So we have these levels. Now the Gemara is going to go through each one. Om Reish Lakish, one line up from the bottom of the Gimel of the base. Mincha haba'a b'fnei atzma. If you bring a mincha b'fnei atzma. So according to everyone in our Mishnah, the Dibrei Kulam lo tereid, was the Dibrei Yaseglu, the Dibrei Akiva tereid, right? No, because Rabbi Yaseglu and Rabbi Akiva were the two shitas of Darsh and Kvasim and Ola. So both of them hold that for sure vegetable matter is not included. It's not similar b'chlal to kvasim. Whereas the shitas in our Mishnah, all three shitas in our Mishnah, agree that since it's bo b'fnei atzma and it's royally ishim, so it's for sure considered to be imala lo yeri. So we have three shitas here against the two. So even Rabbi Shimon agrees in a case where it's bo b'fnei atzma in the Mishnah, and never got the then Rabbi Yoshua. How about a case of mincha haba'im hazebach? Now, if you add an additional complication, because you're talking about over here the mincha that you would be bringing together with the korban, that cuts out Rabbi Shimon, you see, because he holds that it has to be similar to eila ma'eila babit ne'atma ko babit ne'atma. And therefore, only according to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua, who hold that it can be Oila v'lo yered, if it's shayat to the ishim or it's shayat to the mizbeach, in this case shayat, of course, to both. So that there it's lo tered, but the Dibrei Kulam, according to everybody else, and in this case even according to Rabbi Shimon, so now we have three against two. According to Rabbi Shimon, thank you, and according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it would be tered for different reasons. According to Rabbi Shimon, it would be tered because it's not similar to Eila, because it's not both b'fnei atzma. According to Rabbi Yosef Lili and Rabbi Akiva, it should be tered because it's not similar to the kvasim, because it's not animal matter. Nisachim haboim b'fnei atzma. How about if you have now nisachim, which include already the liquid that's both b'fnei atzma, so then we would have only one shita, because l'divrei kulam yerdu, according to everybody, it would be tereid, except according to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shimon. Because according to Rabbi Gamliel, even though it's liquid, it's still royally mizbeach, may not be royally yishim, but it does not have to be royally yishim. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's similar to Eila, because it's bavit ne'atma, so the Eila, imala lo yeri, he doesn't have any other constraints, Rabbi Shimon. So we'd have only one of the previous shitas, but we would be able to add in Rabbi Shimon. Nisachin haboim imazeva. Oh, here it gets even worse. If you have nisachim, which are liquid now, and they're coming together with a zevach, that cuts out Rabbi Shimon also, because now they're not similar to eila, because they're not boim b'fnei atzma. In which case, in here, l'divrei kulam yerdu, every single shita, Rabbi Shimon would also hold, in this case, yerid, because it's not boim b'fnei atzma. Rabbi Yoshua, because it's not royally yishim. And Rabbi Yosef Glum and Rabbi Akiva for sure would hold that it would be teiraid because it's not vegetable matter. It's not, animal matter. So only, only according to Rabbi Gamliel, who holds that the single constraint that we have to worry about is Betzroi Lemizbeah, Betzroi Lemizbeah. So according to him, lo yeh made.
Can I just understand, did you say, stop from abiding the ask on the Dibra to Lam Yehudu, but then you change it to two people? Are not according to that?
Yeah, that was true in every single case. The Dibra Kulan Bisai. This is the fourth time we've used that.
So there's no difference in the Mishnah that we had before. Where it says the Dibra Kulan Yehudu.
It's no different than any of the cases we had before. Mincha haba abitnei atzma. So ask the Gemara Pshita. Isn't this rather obvious? I mean, given. I don't need Reish Lakish to tell me the obvious implications. I mean, given that according to the various Shifas, I mean, we know what the Shifa is. Right, Leishim, right, the Mizbeah, abitnei atzma, Nesach, Kvatim, Eila. Given those five Shifas, so it follows. I mean, a 2-year-old can work that out. It's a Pshita. Mincha babitnei atzma is fearful. And it's not, there's one Kiddush that Reish Lakish wants you to be samlei, which is the fact that you can bring a mincha nesachim bitnei atzma. Because like this, there really isn't any place where it says in the Torah such a mincha. In other words, you take a look at the parash of Menachos. All of the Menachos, you have the simplest mincha. Where you start to have the normal mincha, it's not the mafet anur, and it's not, and has none of the special dinim on it, but it's always with kmitza. I mean, but to bring a mincha that's found is put on the mizbeach, where do you hear such a thing? The only case of year is where it's brought together with the nesachim of the zeva. So how do you know that a yochid, you might think of it, a yochid can't bring such a mincha. Comes along now, Reish Lakish, to point out that there is a case.
Doesn't
the Kohen Gadol
bring
some mincha? Mincha, you take a.
Who?
A Kohen is completely different. A Kohen's mincha is always on. There's no shirayim of a Kohen's mincha. The whole thing is put on the mizbeach. But like this, how do I know that there's a mincha in Safi? Comes along Rav, the Kid Rav, the Yom Rav, and it's not about a mincha to suffer the whole yom that we learn proof out of the mincha that's brought together with the carbon that you could even give a mincha of yayin. Unheard of. Now, that's the Kiddush. Ah, come on, says the Gemara, that's the Kiddush to say so. I mean, there's an awfully strange way of saying that Kiddush, to go through five sheets, to mention Agav, what would happen if we would bring it. The Sakhir is, I'm just saying that it's not about a mitzvah to Sakhir before Yom. I mean, well, I don't need all of this. Okay, that's true. But there's another Kiddush. This is the only way to say it. Because Lamaisa, suppose you would bring the Sakhir together with the Zevach. You bring it a week later. So when I say together with the Zevach, meaning it's coming because of the Zevach. When we learned that from a pasuk, from the repetition of Minchasav and Iskeyem, we said Minchasav and Iskeyem afil liyum ha'ochara. So bring it 10 days later, it's also okay. So maybe that's not considered to be Boimim HaZevach. I'm bringing it because of the Zevach, but I'm not bringing it with the Zevach. So maybe in that case, Rabbi Shimon would agree that it's called Bavifnei Atzma.
Wasn't that my focus around there?
Okay, but if according to Rabbi Shimon himself, maybe that's not called Bavifnei Atzma. So there, I need to know. Since we said Minchasamin is came Balayla, Minchasamin is came Lamacher, we should look at that. That's the repetition from Minchasamin is came that we keep repeating. So we learn also, you can bring it tomorrow, you can bring it to Yom Akra. So maybe bringing it 10 days later, we would look at it as in the Sakhir Rabbi Mizni Atzma Dhamma. And maybe Rabbi Shimon would be made as a lo yadu. Kamash Balan Reish Lakish. That even in that case, Rabbi Shimon holds they're not going Mizni Atzma because they're not going to Galal Atzma. And they're not similar to an Eil. And that's really the only reason that Reish Lakish speaks out all of these various things. Elu im alu lo yerdu. Now we said before, Mizbeach is mikadosh asaroi loy. So anything that was huvrar lechelkesh on Mizbeach, even if it's possible. But what kind of psuk are we talking about? That we didn't discuss, what kind of psuk it is. Well, let's say it was a lot, so it had been left overnight. Or it was Yosef, gone out of the Azorah, or it was Tomei. Or it was Nishkat with a Bakshaba, Chutzizmanu, Chutzlimit, Kaimes, it was Pigel. Or maybe Kibu, Psulim, Mizorku, Esdama. We'll see whether that means both, or whether it's either. Rebbe Yudai, Mershen Nishkat Balayla, Mershen Nishkat Dama, Viatzak Dama, Chutzakilayim, Imalta Tere. Rebbe Yudai says, well, but there are cases where it would not be included in a Mizbeach Mekadesh, such as if the Shkita took place at night, or if the Dam poured out, and now I can't do a Zrika, or if the Dam was Yosef. In all of those cases, you should be moved it from the Mizbeach, whereas Rabbi Shimon says, even in those cases, lo teret. Should Rabbi Shimon omer, ko shepesulo bakodesh, hakodesh bekabalah. Anything where the psul takes place within the Kodesh, I'll talk about in a moment what that means, so then the Kodesh is Makabla. The low holy psul of the Kodesh in our Kodesh Makabla. If the psul is something that takes place outside of its Kedusha, then the Kodesh is a Makabla. Now there's three major approaches, which we've seen before back on Samachest, about what psul of the Kodesh means. Rashi learns all over psul of the Kodesh means literally that the psul takes place in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Azor, after it was brought to the Azor. Which, there's problems with that shot, because the Mishnah is about to say, lo haya psul in the Kodesh would be rovea v'nirva. Who's to say, says Tosfos earlier, I mean, and what happened to the behema nirvaz in the Kodesh? I mean, it can also happen. So why is that by definition in psul of the Kodesh? Therefore, Tosfos learns that psul of the Kodesh is a shot from after Shvita. In other words, after it became already Shire to the Kodesh, then it's called Psul of the Kodesh. Another pshat that's brought by the Hagron, says this earlier, it's a fascinating pshat, is Psul of the Kodesh means the Psul is included within Dinim of Kedusha, meaning that there are places where we find that something that has this Psul is nonetheless acceptable somewhere. Let's say that a Tameh is acceptable in a Tzibur. So the Melech is Psul of the Kodesh. This Psul is included in Kodesh. A Yotze is acceptable in a Bama. So it's Psul of the Kodesh. This Psul is acceptable somewhere, the Kodesh. So it's not Yotze from the getter of Kedusha completely. That's the third possibility. Be'elu she'lo hayu Psul of the Kodesh. The following cases were not considered to be Psul of the Kodesh, and therefore im alo yerdu. Harovea, Vahanirva, Vahamukta, Vahadevad, Mukta means Tavaris Kachomim, or Nevad, two others Kachomim. Esnan, that's given to a Zaina, Mechir, that's exchanged for Keleb, Kilayim, Trefa, Yotzei Dofen, Baalei Mumin, all of these things are Bechomat Shayek to Kodesh. They take place before. And the male, at the time now that you make a Kodesh, you bring them up, it's too late. They were Nichlas, Begidre, Kedusha, and the Mizbeach cannot be Mekadesh now. Rabbi Akiva, Makshir, Bebaalei Mumin. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Baalei Mumin are also included in the Kodesh. Now, the Gemara is going to say that that's because we're talking about over here the type of Mumin that are kosher Ba'evis. So there, it's also Psul of the Kodesh in the broader sense, because it's shyest to have a Balmun that is included in Kodesh too. Rabbi Chanina Zgana Kohanim Omer, Doche Haya Ava et Baalei Mumin Yagabe HaMizbeach. I could tell you that he worked in the Beis HaMikdash, so I could tell you that my father, even though he wouldn't be married to Baalei Mumin, but he would shalai kedarka ki'ilu, see to it that they would fall off of his bear. Shouldn't be dark, be zayin. But he was married then. Kishem, and now back to the overall Mishnah. Kishem shim alu lo yerdu, referring to all of the above psulim, then imalu lo yerdu.
In the same way that imolo lo yerdu, kach im yerdu lo ya'alu. So too, the din of pokin doesn't apply to them. If they fall off the mizbeah and put it back on the defenders, they're not the lak by shamizbeah to be able to be brought back up. Now we're going to see that extends to all cases, even if the age was surely done and completely not, we'll talk about it. Oyla sha'olsa chaya v'rei shamizbeah. Teved. I'm sorry. The kulam shalom chayim l'reish mizbeach yerdu, but oila shalom chayim l'reish mizbeach tereid also. But shachta l'reish mizbeach yapshit v'inat chanamim mekoma. An animal, as we saw earlier, is not miskadosh b'chayim. It has to be nahur for the mizbeach. So anything that was oila chay, it should certainly be yoreid. But if l'maisa you shechted on top of the mizbeach, then the other things that you do, such as hefshet v'nituah, should be done b'mkima. Tanya Rabbi Yudaimek, Zeis, he, ha'ela, remember we saw this many times before, we have over here three miyutim, Zeis, this and nothing else, he, it, and only it, ha'ola, v'ela, and nothing else. Ha'ela shlosha miyutim, these are three additional miyutim to tell me not to extend the halacha of kol hanogea b'mizbeach yikdash indiscriminately, but rather to be careful to exclude three things that otherwise you would have included. What are these things? Prat l'nishkata b'layla. One would be if it was shechted at night, and we'll see why he chooses these three things. Shenishpach dama, or if the dam was spilled, and now there's no way to be matzah the korban. Or shiyatza dama chutz l'kilayim, or that the dam was yotze outside of the azara. In all of these cases, these three miyutim tell us im alta teret. Rabbi Shimon, I know. Rabbi Shimon says, look, it says this teres ayla. You might think an ayla means an ayla ksheir. I tanya fakeret. Minayin la rabbis shenishkab alayla shenishkab dama mishiyatza dama kutzakilayim. How do you know? To include your three cases, not to mention the other cases of lung, yotze by ivorin, tame, or nishchot v'tizmanah v'tzumekhenai, or kibu psulim v'zorku esdamai, or amitanim lamata shenetanam lamala, or amitanim lamala shenetanam lamata, or amitanim bakut shenetanam b'fnim, or amitanim b'fnim shenetanam bakut, or Pesach and Chatas Shachar Shalom Shema, which Pasos and Pesach and Chatas, as we saw before, or an Asher, I'll leave it to Rebbe Eliezer. Minayin, how do you know to include all those cases that, even though they're Pasol, Im Alu Lo Yerdu, Talmud Lomar, Teiras Harilam. Reba, as we know, wherever it says Teiras, it's always a lesson of inclusion. Teira Akas Asolayim. This tells me it's Eila, it came up, Tera'as, Shimalo Lo Yerdu. If that's the case, you might think let's include everything, no matter whether it's still in the Kedosh or not. So Yoko Shani Marbe, you might think I should indeed include the cases that the Mishnah excludes, such as Arovea Van Yirva Van Mukta Van Nevad, the Esnan, the Mechir, the Kilayim, the Trefa, the Yerze Daifen. Amud Lamar, the Zeis Terasailan, and Zeis tells me there's some limitations. So I have on the one hand a Ribui, and on the other hand a Miut. Mara Yisel Rabbis Aselu Otias Elu. So what is it that makes me choose to be Marbe Imolu Lo Yerdu, all of the opening cases of Yuan and Yotze and Pigol and Nishbakadam and so on, but to be motzi cases like the Rovea Venirva and the Books of the Nevan and so on? Because Akasha Ribaka Tuvu Miye. Look, the Torah on the one hand is Marbe with the word Teras. On the other hand, the Torah obviously doesn't want to be Marbe everything because it says Zeis. So I'd say Marbe Anias Eilut makes much more sense to say that the definition would be that anything Shayap Sulan Bakedesh would be included. Motze Anias Eilut Shalom Hayub Sulan Bakedesh. Whereas things that weren't Sulan Bakedesh, those things are the things that are probably meant to be excluded from the Zeis.
So now everything makes sense. Now there's one little bit of a problem, which is, what about the general din of Kol HaNegeva Mizbeach Yikdash? Why don't we consider that? That's the first pasuk. I mean, we don't need a rebuy. The Torah is coming to say something. I mean, it's clearly coming to say that there is a din that the Mizbeach is Mekadosh Kol HaNegeva Mizbeach Yikdash. So why don't we use that? So in a tsunami, and it just explains that we have now, remember, a need to include even things where they weren't really huvra totally lechal kashem mizbeach, let's say before zriya. Because how do we know to include before zriya? Remember, we understand that kol negeah b'mizbeach is that which the mizbeach has shaychus to. But what defines that shaychus to the mizbeach? So we said before, look, if it's kemetz the shalinis kaddish b'kli, it's not really chal kashem mizbeach. Mashain came, if it was Nizrak, then it is considered to be chal kashem mizbeach. But it's really the achrenish affair, I'm telling you. because it's part of the whole thing. In other words, what we've done is, we've gone a step beyond. Because we've said, even according to Tosafos Shita, that anything that's lach or shkita is called psula b'kedesh. Who's to say so? Why don't we say that it's only after zrika and it's psula b'kedesh? Because yesterday, remember, we asked what's the difference between kachin kalim beimurim before zrika and kemet mincha shalom iskadosh b'kli. In both cases, you had the original kedusha. The mincha was iskadosh b'kli kulay when you brought it all in. And the animal was niskadesh, you did the shechita and the azara. So why is there a difference between zrika and between niskadesh b'kli? So we say, well, there's a difference. The difference is that over here it's begufay and over here it's not begufay, it's something else. But how do you know to make that leap? In other words, if you have, normally we say, if the Torah is marba on the one hand, it's mayan on the other hand, okay, so we take as little as possible to be marv. So I mean, well, maybe we should say kosher nitzel le'achar zrika is considered to be that which the mizbeach is mekadesh. So the truth is, the Gemara seems to be taken for granted. The pasuk in Shmos about Torah and Yemen mizbeach yikdash vada is our first level of saying what was ruvar lechalkish and mizbeach totally is for sure the mizbeach is mekadesh. That I don't need these rebuyim for. My question is, even things that are not completely ruvar lemizbeach. Because now it's still an animal. I didn't do this because Dam was. In fact, the Dam was Nishpa. The Dam was Yetzer. So who's to say that those things would be included in the Chal Kishon Mizbeach? For that, I need this pasuk of the Zeitz Teiras HaHilah. We're marvin now Teirachas the Chal HaHilah. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, you see, those things, even though I kind of that we have over here, we have to be careful about the three miyutim, Zeis, He, Ha'ilah. And why do I agree with you that there's still nonetheless a din of Psula B'Kedesh? Because Lamaisa, all of those cases are obviously not what the Torah was coming to be Mamayat. You know why? Because, I'll tell you, Mipnei Ma'amru Lan B'Dam Kosher. Why do I say that Lan B'Dam is Kosher? Mashenkin, I'm telling you that the Nishcha B'Layla is not. Because Lan is Kosher B'Murim. How do I know Lan is Kosher B'Murim? Because Lan is Kosher B'Basar. How do I know Lan is Kosher B'Basar? Because I could eat a Shlomi for 2 days and the night in between. So obviously, I mean, there's such a thing as keeping basar overnight, correct? Okay, so that means that the concept of lina is not a fatal concept to kedusha. Therefore, that for sure the Torah is marva. I'm saying if there's additional things the Torah wants to be mamayit, they are things that I cannot find a counterpart to that within kedusha anywhere. That's why I say that the three cases of Zeis, Teiras, Ela are three specific cases where I've been unable to find a counterpart to Kedusha. All of the cases that you are talking about, says Rabbi Yehuda, they're obvious to me because they're found in the Kedusha.
such as lawn. How about yotze? Huh. And a bummer, is there a yotze? No. So yotze obviously is not fatal. So yotze, a yotze is because of a bummer. How about tameh? Well, tameh isn't fatal because it's with the law by that tzibur, right? Well, chutzu is mano can't be fatal because it's maratzala pigulai. Remember that pigul isn't just not kosher. Pigul is an actual antithesis to the nature of a kosher korban, the melech chayav in karas and so on, and it has to be done to kashrus, paradoxically. Well, it is done to kashrus as long as I don't mess it up with any other tzul, like lo lishmo and so on. How about chutzu nekeme? Well, the bakshevus chutzu nekeme is always compared to chutzu lizvana. I mean, that's the bayon ha-shlishi. And how about kiblu psulim? Nizarko es doma. About psulim, which are royal avedas tzibur. So you find that psulim are kosher also. Now wait a minute. Come on, Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, that's not fair. You're going to learn out the din of lun, where it's psul. You're calling out lun by basar shlamim. That you call lun? I mean, that's the halakha. But it's not lun. That's kosher meat. You're going to say yotze is kosher because a bum. I mean, a bum is not yotze. That's its place. How can you learn something that is be'isser, shelo be'achshero, from something where that's mamish l'chatzilo be'achshero, v'chila meidem, dover shelo be'achshero, midover shelo be'achshero? No, Rebbe Yehuda also, of course, is being samech on the concept of zeis teras ha'ela. He also understands that teras ha'ela is a tremendous ribur, and on that samech way, all that he's saying is, my dear colleagues, to say that you have a general rule, you don't have a general rule because you have to darshan your three yotze. So that means you have to go much more deeply into it than just the question of psula b'kodesh or ain't psula b'kodesh. So I'm saying, what we have to do is we have to look for counterparts. If I find the counterpart, even if the counterpart is behavshah, I'm not learning it out of behavshah. All I'm trying to do is to see whether this concept is absolutely antithetical to Kedusha. And it's clearly not. If Yotze was antithetical to Kedusha, the concept of Obama would be impossible. It would be absurd. If Tomei was antithetical to Kedusha, then the Tzibur, it wouldn't be Shaykh to bring Betuna. And even something which is Be'akshera, such as Lun, if Lun was antithetical to Kedusha's Bathers, how do you explain Shlomi? So clearly these are things that are not meant to be the opposites of the nature of Kedusha. That's what the Torah is including in Zeis Teras Ha'ela. Masha'enke, where we have our miyutin, it's goofy to tell me, don't think the way the others do in the Mishnah, that you could just make a simple general rule, so like the Kedusha. It needs to be looked at and defined specifically some element within Kedusha where it would be solved. Now that was nice and easy.
Really?
You did a nice job.